Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's a little Steely Dan bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Brian Moran is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, smallbusinessedge.com. Did I say that right, Brian?
You did. That was perfect, Jim.
Your website.
You're hired.
So we're talking about digital transformation, and you gave us in the previous segment some of the advantages. We talked about the advantages of it. We talked about the fact that digital transformation is where you're converting the way you used to do things in an analog way into more digital. And that also includes, Brian, I would assume, digital things that were not online, converting those to online things, like going from a digital installed program to a SaaS type of program. That would be another form of digital transformation, I would think.
Absolutely.
And so we talked about some of the advantages of that. You can be more efficient. You can save money. You can level the playing field with big companies. There's a lot of advantages if you do it in an intentional way and not just pell mell all over the place. But you were going to tell us about some of the things to be cautious about with regard to digital technology. And I want you to weave into some of this all of the overwhelming social media options we have too.
Sure. Well, the downsides to the digital transformation is that now you're putting all your information online. Right, so you have to be aware of hackers and so people who can take over your website or access your computer information.
All that money you're saving now has to be spent in security, right?
Right. Well, I'd say security is relatively inexpensive, but everything is relative, of course. But you want to make sure that all your information is protected as you can get it. If somebody wants to break into your business, they're going to figure out a way how to do it. So that is the reality. I mean, you look at some of the largest companies in the world that get hacked. Our government gets hacked, right? So it's, the sophistication of these criminals is just one step ahead of even the best security measures. But you do want to make sure you're doing all that you can to protect your employees, your customers, and your data.
Yeah.
So that the hacker is one element. The other one is another downside is that you go through this digital transformation, you start to learn more about your customers and your competition, and you are moving the conversations online, and you don't take advantage of or you don't put in place all of the right data points that you're collecting information on. So what I mean there is you're only getting half the story. And so that you start to make investments into your business based on the information that you're pulling out of this digital transformation, and it's incorrect. It's not giving you a complete picture because you think you grabbed all the information, but you didn't. So setting up the way you gather information and the way you pull the data and create insights about what you're learning, about the way your customers interact with you, you have to make sure that you're grabbing all of the information and not seeing half the picture.
Right.
It is also important. Lastly, the other thing, one of the major downsides is, there's a certain element of trust that you're giving your employees. You want to create a social media manual, and say these are the do's and don'ts of using social media.
You've got to do that because, especially if you hire young people who don't understand sometimes the barriers that businesses have to put up, or I should say the protocols and the practices that businesses have to put up, it's not the Wild Wild West. Social media can't be the Wild Wild West for small businesses like sometimes people think it is for personal.
Right. You can't give away company secret, you know, secrets from your company.
Just comment on what's going on in the company. You know, that's something that was happening a lot. You know, wow, worked on a big project for Bristol-Myers today. You know, well, you just told the competitors what you're doing, you know.
Exactly. That's something. Because the other thing is you don't want to speak negatively of your competition in an open forum where it can come back and be used against you.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen people, you know, where like a single tweet, believe it or not, can bring a company down.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some classic examples.
Oh, yeah. We see this in politics, too, all the time. It's a good example.
Oh, yeah. You want to make sure that you if you're going to give your employees, you know, access to social media and be representatives of your company, that you do the training so that they put your company in the best light, that they don't tweet when they're angry, they don't tweet after midnight, and they don't tweet after they've been drinking. And so that you don't wake up one day to a crisis in your company.
Yeah. And there's a lot of exposure out there. That's one of the things that keeps a lot of small businesses up at night. But I tell my people, I say, look, you know, you don't get do-overs. In the marketplace, you don't get do-overs if you do something stupid online.
Right. So have a plan. Have a crisis plan.
Yeah.
You know,
have policies for it.
We talked in the past about the what-if scenario. Yeah. What if this happens? What would you do? What if one of your employees posts an inappropriate picture online?
Oh, yeah.
What's your response going to be?
Hey, Brian, I got to wrap it up. Good job today. Thanks for helping us understand the good, the bad, and the ugly of digital transformation. SmallBusinessEdge.com. Is that right?
That's right. Thank you, Jim, for having me.
Brian Moran, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasek.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.